In a world where full-length motion pictures exist, two men have the power to navigate their stories. Join Jeff and Michael as they attempt to recall some of their favorite movie memories.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Movie Memories Podcast, hosted by myself, Michael, and Jeff.
That's right. Michael and I are going to challenge each other each week to recall our favorite movies from memory. It won't be a movie we've seen recently, and we won't know the movie ahead of time.
Then we'll go rewatch the movie, talk about parts that we missed, talk about our favorite parts, and maybe even talk about things that we didn't know beforehand. So sit back, relax, and see if you can rise to the challenge. We're ready.
I'm ready.
We're just sitting here chit-chatting. We should have been recording the whole time while we were just chit-chatting. We're finally back. It feels like a long time, but we just kind of recorded a little bit ahead of time, and there was a brief hiatus where we had people hijack our podcast.
Absolutely did.
Mm-hmm. The jerks. Well, now we'll know what's coming next year, so they're going to have to be extra... what's it called? We'll have to be extra vigilant. They'll have to be a little more with a little more ingenuity to kind of get around us. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. I'm ready for another challenge. You're gonna challenge me.
I'm gonna challenge you. Okay.
Yeah you did heat last time.
I did heat.
Great ass.
When I saw that post, I was like, "Thank you. That was the best." Yeah.
His eyes are so wide.
Yeah,
so wide. And you got your head all the way up it. Yeah,
it's almost like I know we just talked about heat and we talked about that, but like it's almost comical.
Oh, it is. Like
it is comical to us, but like it's almost like that's a comedy in the movie. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Which that movie has zero comedy otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no comedy, but yeah. Pure action thriller, and it's just that one bit. I'm sure the audience even watching it at the theaters probably laughed. But anyway. All right, so what do you got for me?
I got a movie. It kind of relates to a show that recently came out, but I'm not going to tell you what the show is. I might give it away. I'm not answering any of your questions, you sick bastard.
Come on.
But I'll give you a quote.
Okay.
She said that. Here's the quote. Okay. Totally out of left field. Here's a quote. It's a free society, except there ain't nothing free because there are no guarantees, you know? You're on your own. It's the law of the jungle.
Mm-hmm. Is that how he says it?
I think so.
You think so? You're not even prepared for this episode.
It's a nondescript character. It's not the main character or anyone else.
It's a free society, except nothing's free. Hoo-hoo. And that you said that was like a nondescript character, just doesn't have a name or anything. It's just a guy.
Yep.
I'm assuming it's a guy.
It says unemployed person.
Okay. I don't know why. It does sound a little familiar, but do you have something else? Because I'm able to guess it off of that. Andy said it was left field. Free society. And it says he semi-relates to a show that was just released?
Semi. Kind of the tone is similar.
Like a red herring. It's just the red herring. I'm just following. You gotta give something else.
Okay. Hold on. Uh-huh. Actually, let me give you this one. It's
okay.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name? Murphy. Nice.
Murphy.
Yeah.
That's the guy replying.
Yeah.
Murphy. Nice shooting, son. What's your name? Murphy. Is that the main character?
Uh-huh.
Main character named Murphy. Nice shooting. Why does that Murphy stands out? Murphy. Shooting son.
That's actually the last line in the movie.
Nice shooting son. What's your name? Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope this is a movie I've seen. Or we're going to have another relic on our hands, which so be it. You have anything else? Clue me in on it. Because it's not drumming up.
Nice. Dead or alive, son. You're coming with me.
This is is it a Western?
No. Sounds
very Western-y.
Mm-mm.
Is it future sci-fi? Dead or alive?
That's a yes and no question.
Okay.
The answer, you know, it's an alternate future.
Okay. Oh, okay. Time movie, maybe? Alternate future. Dead or alive, you're coming with me. Shit. Mm-mm.
Which is funny because, yeah, it is similar to Fallout.
Is it
similar?
Is that the show you were
in
saying?
In fact,
that
you were like, is it a Western? And I was like, no, but like in the way that Fallout's a Western. I mean, and then is it a futuristic movie? No, it's kind of like an alternate future.
Yeah, that is just like Fallout. It's supposed to be like a future, the future that they thought of in the
60s. Yeah.
Where everything would still be like the 60s, just future tech.
It's kind of a satire, but not really. Like, it is.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me. Murphy, mm-hmm. Murphy. I don't know. It seems familiar. It's like tickling my brain. I'm trying to picture.
We've done two of this director's movies already. That's why I had to look to see if we'd done it before.
To see if we had done it before.
Yeah, because I was like, I know we've talked about it.
This director, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me. Do you have anything else?
Yeah,
any other clues?
This will probably give it away.
You say that. And I'm struggling here. All right.
There are two I could go with, but I'm going to go with this one because it'll just tell you. What are your prime directives? Serve the public trust, protect the innocent, uphold the law.
Is it the past one? Is it Judge Dredd?
No. That's
no.
Close.
I am the law. Your prime
I'm
directives.
The law. I'm the law. Double whammy.
Hold on. Say it again. What are the? You say that one again. What are your prime directives?
Serve the public trust. Protect the innocent. Uphold the law.
Prime directives.
I am the law.
Why does that sound? That also sounds so familiar. I'm just gonna repeat and keep saying that. Like, oh, that sounds so familiar.
I'd buy that for $1.
No, why is?
Oh,
why am
man,
I blanking
it's been a
on this?
Since you've seen this, then I
probably.
Guess.
Probably, but you said we've done. I mean, it's when you finally reveal it to me, I'll probably go. Oh, but hold on, your prime directives. Is it a robot replying?
Mm-hmm.
Android.
Sort of. Cyborg.
What are your prime directives? Serve and protect. I'm just trying to, even if I'm doing it the wrong way, I'm trying to like use the clues. Like, okay, if it's an android or cyborg and they're talking to it and it's somebody that's supposed to be serving, protecting, what movie is that? I don't know. Give me something else.
Director,
or just tell me.
All right. The director did Total Recall.
Mm-hmm.
He did Starship Troopers.
What's that movie? Man, it's funny that we have that many of this director's movies on our list.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just can't think of it. I
Peter
can't think
Weller's
of it.
The actor.
Oh, RoboCop?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I wouldn't get any of the quotes for sure.
I watched this so many times.
And I was going to say, yeah, we have talked about this. And the things that stick out my brain about it are like just the images, especially that guy melting from the.
Oh, God. Yeah.
God, the waste or whatever that stuff is. Ugh. Yeah, it's and like I can picture the
when you do your job too well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. God, it's just slopping off of his skin, and then he gets hit by the car, right, or something like that.
And he just explodes. Squishes in his head.
Yeah, it's so over the liquidy.
Yep.
I see these images, but you're right. It's been a long time since I've watched RoboCop, but I did watch it quite a few times. And like we just said, the images scar you. That's burned into my brain. I will never be able to unsee it.
Paul Verhoeven, he has that ability with all his movies. He's just here's something.
Yeah.
I want to make this forget.
Yeah, I want to make it feel too real. You know what I mean? Because that's like seeing him, not that we're sitting here talking about that one scene for too long, but seeing his skin like that, it looks real enough that's what you could imagine happening. And you're like, oh my God, I don't want that. You couldn't imagine. You could feel it. Ugh. Anyway. RoboCop. This is going to be a breeze through because it's been a while since I've watched it. But what I do remember, I can't remember exactly how it opens. Does it open with him getting killed?
Not immediately.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
Because you got to introduce him first.
Yeah. That part I can't really remember too much, but oh man, and I just had his name in my head.
The character?
The cop's name. Yeah, the character's name.
Alex Murphy.
Oh yeah, yeah, because you said Murphy. Murphy. And I can't remember if she was his partner or not, but there was a lady cop. They were rolling together. This is just what I remember first. And the main bad guy, I can picture him, the actor. He's in so many different things. And
Ronnie
usually
Cox.
He plays this. Usually he plays this exact character in every movie.
It was the same guy in Total Recall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he totally was. I don't remember the bad guy's name, but he's the main bad guy. And I can't remember if he's like the police commissioner or if he's like the mayor.
Neither.
Oh. He's the head of that company that's making the
OCP. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Vault-Tec. What?
No. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I can't remember if he's introduced very, very early on during this whole beginning sequence. But anyway, from what I remember, they go out on a call. They end up getting in a gunfight with these bad dudes and she gets shot once, right? Doesn't she get shot or does she get shot later towards the end of the movie?
No, she's pushed off of like a second story down into, trash or something.
Yeah.
Okay. It's in a steel mill.
Yeah.
Where it happens.
Well, anyway, long story short, after a police chase and gunfight, and I think Murphy goes through a warehouse or something like that. Going after them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 And then he gets shot up. Basically obliterated. It's an understatement, but I can't remember if one of the things about this fight is the types of guns that the bad guys have. Maybe
they're all shotguns.
Oh, okay.
And yeah,
for some reason I was thinking they were like some other types of guns and they were extra lethal.
That's later.
Okay, that's right.
You got two cents in your head. Yeah,
I can picture it. I just can't really put it together. But anyway, yeah. So he gets just shot to hell. Essentially, every part of his body gets like obliterated with these shotgun blasts. And you assume he's dead, but no, he's alive. And it's that same company that the main bad guy, whatever his name is, Cox,
Dick Jones.
Jones is the head of, puts them back together, and he puts them back together as RoboCop. Yeah, all you see is this little bit of his. You don't even see his nose, right? You just see his mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
It does cover all the way down to his nose. It's Batman. So covers all the way down, metal everywhere, and so he's part human, part android, or part machine. He's a cyborg. What makes an android versus a cyborg versus what's the other one that we just
cybernetic organism?
Cybernetic organism.
It's like living tissue plus.
Yeah, no, there's a real definition for them. But anyway, he's a cyborg now because he's part human, part machine, with programming in his head, but he doesn't remember his past yet, right?
Correct. He has no memory of his past.
Right. And so at the time, he's just RoboCop. And I know everyone likes to bring it up, but apparently Peter Weller during this shoot was really annoying.
Did you see that video about him and the Oreos?
Yes. So RoboCop wants Oreos.
I'm not sure if that's like a true story. They made that crap up just for like, just because. Yeah. I don't know. Because
it's like an interview almost.
And every time I watch it, I'm like, is Peter Weller in on this like story? Like, I can't tell if it's real, whatever.
Can't tell if it's real because he's a very serious dude.
Yeah.
And so you really can't tell. Like,
you can't.
If he was joking, he's probably really good at being sarcastic.
Yes.
And so anyway, but yeah, apparently he only wanted to be called by RoboCop and only did it if you did things if you called him by RoboCop. He stayed in character the whole time. He method acted.
Yeah,
RoboCop.
Totally method.
Like, yeah. It was just funny. Like, I'm going to be a robot. Okay, so RoboCop he's saved now and he's sent out into the field. Various things happen. There's also these T-100 or T-80s, whatever they used to be called.
Ed-209.
Yeah. Essentially the Terminators, the old Terminators, that are biped machines with cannons on each side.
Yeah, and its face is the speaker or like a microphone. Yeah,
that's
Yeah.
And so they have those around and those are being I mean, I'm going to ask questions, but
okay,
are those being introduced towards the end?
As so there's
being
only like, one.
It is
that,
only like, one.
That we know of. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I thought there was multiple.
There might be two. So I'm just going to say this because I don't know if you're going to remember this at all, but the opening at OCP is that they're trying to convince like the CEO, the old man.
Yes.
Is the name of the character is the old man. Mm-hmm. Which product to go with. And first up is Dick Jones. He's the senior executive there. And he's like trying to pitch that 209 as a replacement for
cops.
Doesn't go well. And then that's when the other guy's like, hey, I got RoboCop. We just need a volunteer.
Yes.
That's basically that.
I do remember that. Yeah. I just can't remember where it happens because you're right. The demonstration goes wrong. And he's all pissed. And so he wants them on the street. So blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like misidentified the person or something like that. And
it shot didn't it. Think and, he dropped the gun. He thought he still had the gun in his hand.
Right. And they were trying to shut it down and everything.
Yeah.
Frantic. So, so now that thing is out there because that's basically like one of its RoboCop's final bosses to be able to take out. And, Plus the bad guys that killed him, or essentially killed him. He has got to take them out because they're working for him, for the OCP person.
Correct.
Anyway, well, that's kind of what I remember most about it is I know there's like a bunch of little, he rides out with old girl, his old partner.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't remember anything. She's trying to connect to him. Didn't he have a wife and kid?
He did. Yes.
Yeah. Wife and one child or something like that. They don't remember, or he doesn't remember them. But there's this transition of he keeps getting tested a little bit and he's got the coolest gun ever. His little side holstered gun that retracts into his thigh.
Yeah.
So cool.
That whole concept of it, just his entire leg opening up.
And he immediately, he can beat everybody on the draw. He doesn't miss. So it's always like perfect center of the chest whenever he shoots people. Anyway, so he has to basically, he's slowly tested as RoboCop and things progress further and further. And I can't remember why the guy from OCP, I think he wants RoboCop to fail so that they'll put his guy in the field. Mm-hmm. And so he hires these guys to take him out and he gives them some OCP weaponry that's kind of that can take it out. Like I remember one of them basically has like a 50 cal rifle.
It's like a cannon.
It yeah, exactly.
Shoots Browns that explode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. And I can't remember, does he get into two fights with them? He encounters them once and he gets really hurt and then they put him back together or something like that?
No. I'll let you. Okay. Figure. I'll let you see.
Maybe that's all. Maybe it's just all one fight.
I'll let you figure that out.
Well, that's kind of what I remember. I remember the basically the showdown.
Yes.
Towards the end where RoboCop has to fight him and he almost dies. Like they almost get him like, gosh, I can see like flashes of images of like him being crushed and almost his upper half, like writhing in pain. Oh, isn't somebody stabbing him with like a bar?
Yeah.
God. Yeah. I can see it. I'm excited to watch it. But anyway, so yes, RoboCop tracks him down to this, essentially, I don't know if it's the same steel mill or it's another group of warehouses.
I'm pretty sure it's essentially place.
Yeah. And they have another shootout, except this time it's RoboCop. And so he starts taking people out. They start shooting back at him. Can't remember whenever that guy gets melted with it, because all I could picture is him being melted. But
in a truck and he's driving at RoboCop, and RoboCop just moves out of the way and he goes right into the tank.
That's right. Splashes in and gets out of into this waste, and he gets out of the truck and he starts stepping and his skin's all loose and hanging out. And then he gets hit by another car, or maybe the car that RoboCop's driving, and splashes huge. I want to see, I'm sure it's out there, like how they did that effect of it hitting the car. Anyway, some more fighting ensues, like that big cannon thing. I'm pretty sure it hits him, or it almost does. Like basically it's kind of shown as like, a if we hit RoboCop with this, he's gonna die. Like it's a RoboCop killer. But I don't think it hits him, or maybe it takes out his leg. I can't be 100% sure. And I do know at one point he is almost taken down, and while he's on the ground, I can't remember which guy it is that's trying to stab him with the big spike.
I want to tell you.
Yeah, tell me who it is.
Who do you think it is?
Is it the guy? Is it Jones?
No.
He's not there.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. And I can't remember the TDO2 or whatever you said. It's not there at the warehouse. Yeah, Ed 209. It's not the warehouse. It's back at the headquarters.
Yes. OCP. At OCP.
Okay. And he anyway. So RoboCop survives. Like he's getting stabbed by that guy and he's writhing in pain. He's like, arr! And I remember just like his wails. And I can't remember, is it his partner that saves him?
Well, at that point, he's stabbing him with that steel rod.
Yeah.
And because he stabs him, he's close enough to RoboCop. Like has his the spike that comes out of his hand,
and
stabs him in the neck with it.
He uses
it to interface with computers.
Yeah.
And you see that earlier in the film, but yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And now the next thing I remember seeing, that I can remember, is I know towards the very end, the way that Jones is beaten is that doesn't he pull, they're in his office in that, you said TED or TDO2? Ed 1002?
Ed 209.
TD, double Q. Yeah. Ed 209 is in his office. I'm just picturing it. He's in his office, I think behind his desk or something like that. But at one point, he pulls a gun, right? And basically, the same flaw occurs from the beginning of the movie. And doesn't Ed 209 shoot him?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh.
Think about the last line in the movie.
Nice shooting, Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're in that office, and I'll give this away.
Okay.
There's a directive.
I can picture the scene.
There's a directive that prevents RoboCop from acting against any senior executive at OCP.
Okay.
So he can't arrest or shoot Dick Jones.
And isn't he like frozen?
Not during this
he's
scene,
trying. That's he's like trying to do it.
That's an earlier scene.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's I can remember. Over, I can picture that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that you said that, I was like, God, do remember that. Okay.
In this scene, the old man says, "You're fired." So he's no longer.
Yeah. 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 And then Robocop's able to shoot him.
Yeah.
And is it Ed 209 that says, "Nice shooting, Murphy"?
It just it comes out of the room.
Nice shooting, Murphy. That would have been hilarious.
We're friends.
Yeah. We know each other. Why did I think that? Is there another scene that's like that? Or maybe I'm confusing it with that early scene where the test goes wrong. He's that cracking you up. Yeah. Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has to fight Ed 209 to get into his office.
He fights him at one point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do remember that. I remember there is a fight. Yeah. I don't know why in my head I was thinking that robot was in his office and like looks at the CEO or the guy and at Jones and and thinks he's a threat because he has the gun. That's going to tickle you for a while.
I know this guy.
Yeah. We are the same.
Robot brothers.
Why I just thought about Robot Chicken for some reason.
I'm sure there's something. I know that they've done a Robocop scene. So anyway, yeah, I know they fight at some point. Maybe it's before then. And then, then Robocop blows him away.
Yep.
Kills Jones.
Yep. And he falls out of the building and he has massive arms as a stop motion animation. Yeah, you need to watch it.
We'll talk and then you got the Robocop half. Music, which is eluding me right now. Yeah. It plays every time he's like in the car. And then the Robocop saves the day. At some point, he does remember who he is.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't remember how that transition occurs. Like, I can't remember how that occurs. But I do know that occurs in the movie. He does kind of like remember what went on and all that. And so now he's kind of the best of both worlds. He's the human cop, you know, inside the robo suit. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
The cop in the robo.
Because before it was like, okay, he's too robotic. That was kind of like the beginning of the movie where they're kind of like showing like, well, if he's too indiscriminate, then that's not a good thing. And then, you know, he's got to have a little bit of his humanity there.
What?
It is. It is. I'm 99.9% sure that's part of the, like, when he first is put into the field.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's just black and white.
He's very cold, yeah.
Yeah.
He's very cold.
Yeah. And ultimately, that wouldn't work. Like,
just some of the scenes with that. I just love how they show it.
Yeah. But the Robocop becomes like who he is once he remembers who he is and he has a little bit of his humanity back. So now he can be a better cop. Yeah. That's what I say.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's Robocop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robocop. I mean, I think I watched it. I probably have watched it in the last 10 years, but it's been a while.
It's always 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's easy. Well, what's funny is I can't gauge it that way anymore, but I try to remember, okay, well, I've been in Nashville for about 7 years. And like, if I remember watching it just before moving, then I can be in that window. Yeah. That's how I gauge my time frame. So, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, within 10 years. Yeah, now I can hear it. Now I can hear it. It's good. Yeah. All right, it's Robocop. I am going to watch it, and then I do want to do like a speed run because I know I missed tons. I mean,
it's really just. I'll let you watch. I know basically the segment of the movie that you're missing.
Yeah.
But I want you to watch it first to see if you appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to tell you what it is first. I want you to rewatch it.
And there's. I know the basics of the plot. I know there's a little back and forth on showing the bad guy Jones plotting to take RoboCop out and all that stuff. Like, there's a little bit. I know that there's that stuff in there. I just, there's no way I could actually put it in the right order without rewatching it. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to rewatch it. What's sad is I can hear Peter Weller's voice, but I can't really hear RoboCop's. I can't remember how much it's like augmented.
It's got
I know there's a little bit of a change.
I just watched it too.
Yeah. Got a little bit of a change in it. It's a little robotic, obviously.
He has something, but not much. It's not much. It's mainly Peter Weller's voice.
Yeah.
But it's like an extra echo to it. I don't know. Yeah. But after he takes his mask off at the end, he doesn't have that anymore. Like, it just sounds like Peter Weller.
Yes. Right. Right.
So,
in the name of the law.
I am the law.
I am the law.
Just Sylvester Stallone in the outfit.
No, that would be funny. I wonder who else they. I don't know if that's a that kind of rings a bell. Weren't there other people that they wanted first for RoboCop?
I think so, but then they realized that they needed a thinner actor for the prosthetics to not look ridiculous. I think that was how they came away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I mean, there's an obvious difference, you know, between like when he's a cop versus when he becomes.
This was a pretty big movie. I feel like it was successful, but it is funny to think back on it as like, it should be like a B movie. You know, it should be like.
I know. And I was thinking that when I was watching it, I was like, what sets this apart? Because this is absolutely a B movie.
Yeah, because like it's called RoboCop.
I know.
It's just one of those like ideas. There's like, oh, it'd be so cool if we had a robot cop.
I'm not sure if movies came out before this that were more. I'm sure there were. There had to be movies that came out before this that were just bad. And then some guy like. The trailer for this comes out, and I'm sure people are like, "That's just going to be another crap movie."
Yeah.
And then somebody went and watched. Is like, "No, you should watch this."
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know the timeline if it was before, or after, like right during the, Total Recall and all that. But
it was.
I know Starship Troopers was later, but
before Total Recall. Total Recall was like 91.
Yeah.
Or 90. It was 90.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah. 13 million was the budget, and opening weekend it got 8 million.
Okay.
And then it grossed 53 million.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost quadrupled the money. Yeah. Actually, yeah, quadrupled the money. Not bad.
RoboCop.
All right, so I'm going to go watch it. And then I'll try to recall it, and I'm sure there's lots of stuff that we're going to talk about from it.
Yeah.
it'll be a good one. It'll be a good one. All right. But before I go watch the movie, like, you're sure, I was sure that Ed 209 talked to RoboCop. Are you sure that he doesn't?
Oh, he talks.
Please put down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
I think you'd better do what he says, Mr. Kenny.
You now have 15 seconds to comply.
Silence your cell phone and grab your butt and get ready to be brought in by RoboCop. Yeah, RoboCop. It all came back to me almost immediately. Like,
you started the movie.
Yep, I started seeing all the images, like I said in the first part, and I just couldn't put it together in my head well enough to even be confident to try. But as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh yeah, like this is kind of easy. So, I mean, it does intro with that like dystopian newsreel, which rewatching it now with the knowledge And after watching Starship Troopers so many times and us playing Helldivers, you can definitely tell it's the same director.
Yes. Yeah.
And did he write it too? I don't know.
I don't know if he wrote it. I don't think he did personally, just not even looking, but
just I mean,
because it was like his first mainstream movie in America. I don't think Verhoeven was like an American director. So,
yeah, well, you can tell with the two movies that dystopian, everything's okay, but everything's on fire.
Yes.
Thing.
Yes.
It's pretty great. Like it's the news, fine. The news would have like a peaceful segment and then it would be like war in the Middle East.
Yeah. Two former presidents are dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Gone missing and all this stuff. And then it would cut to something else. Happy. It was pretty good. So starts with that news intro. Then it immediately, even in my head, I kind of had it out of order. But it does go straight into like Murphy showing up at the police station, introducing him. He's a transfer, introducing his new partner. There's a little back and forth there, but then, like I said, it does jump straight into that first case, I guess, mm-hmm. where he gets killed. And yeah, I thought it was the super. You said that I got it confused with like super weapons earlier on versus later.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. They just blow them up with shotguns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I understand the reasoning for it, but as I was watching it, I was like, there's no way, even though he had armor on,
right,
that he could even breathe after all those shots. And I wrote down like the squibs. I miss the days of the giant
squibs. Massive squibs.
Massive.
The first guy that's killed by Ed 209. My God. And was like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Just the close up of him, and
you can see legs. The smoke coming off of the explosives from the squibs. Yeah. And it keeps shooting him on the table. Which obviously that was a dummy at that point, but yeah, just crazy. Those hurt though. I know why they stopped, because they were like, oh well, it's cheaper and easier that we could just say, oh, you're getting shot, and now we can do it in post with visual effects.
Yeah,
but it doesn't have the same effect for sure. And I know it does hurt. I remember reading and hearing stories of like stuntmen getting burns and giant bruises from these. They're explosives. They're just pointing away from them, but they are little gun. I don't know what they use, but little explosives.
Right, yeah. Because they have to go through the shirt or whatever clothes you're wearing.
Yeah, it has like a, can't remember what they said they used to pack them with. Like it was like a cotton pack on the top or something like that, so that it would just burst out of whatever clothing they're wearing, which is insane. But anyway, Omni Consumer Products.
Yeah,
OCP. Omni Consumer Products, which is just another like dystopian.
Yep.
In the future, there's a corporation that makes everything and does everything, and they're in control.
Yeah.
Like by and large from
police and all that.
Yeah. Wally, by and large, and Idiocracy. I think it's they show Costco in the future.
Yes, they do.
It's just a giant Costco all the way into the horizon. Yeah.
Do like Fuddruckers, Costco, and I think Starbucks.
Yeah. Those are three. Yeah, Starbucks. Yeah. I just introduced Nick to that movie like a few months ago.
Oh man. It's so funny. Depressing to watch now.
It is depressing, but I'm only bringing this up because I just brought it up as an example, but it is, the more I had watched it, the more I appreciated it. And apparently that's how it's happening. It's kind of like gaining a cult following. Mm-hmm. Of like, this is actually a really smart, really good movie. It's good.
Yeah.
I like Idiocracy. I thought it was good. Anyway. Introduces Murphy. And I'm sorry, I did get a little out of order. It was that Omni OCP boardroom meeting first.
Right.
Has the two guys, their Ed 209 malfunctions. The old man gives it to the other dude. Then Murphy dies, and they're like, great, we got our test subject. they brought him back. And again, like as soon as I started the movie, all these scenes started coming back to me. I totally remembered him opening and closing, like starting up and shutting down, and little glimpses of like little holiday party at the lab. Yeah. And one thing I did write down that I loved was, I love the purposeful. Oh, now I lost the words I was wanting to say about it. suspense to revealing RoboCop.
Oh yeah, the Jaws effect. Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's it. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have to do that.
No, but I love that they did.
Yeah, I love that he did it, and it added a little class to the movie, I think.
Yeah.
Because we were talking how it could be like conceived as a B movie, but that's some high level stuff.
Yes.
And it actually made it feel suspenseful, like, oh shit, what are we about to see?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he was in, like, I don't know what the previews were like back then, but I'm sure everyone saw it in the previews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, but in the movie, you know, I like that they did that. I still do.
And it was it's probably my favorite shot. Because when that first happens and they ask him to get up, and it's from the first person's perspective of RoboCop,
yeah,
that shot of him walking, like I think it's the initial one, he gets up out of the chair and starts walking with the group, and there's the TV monitor on the left.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Smart.
I love that. It's so smart. Because they didn't have to do a, I don't know, it was just the way that it's first person, you saw the camera filming him like on one side, and then the monitors on the other, and that was great. That's probably my favorite shot of all the action and everything.
You slightly hear like a musical note or like a cue when he passes it.
Yeah. Something like that. It's like a little suspense thing. So anyway, yes, he's up and running. And like I said, he basically goes out and stops a montage of crimes.
Yes.
Kicking ass, blowing up gas stations and things like that.
Shooting between a woman's legs with a burst pistol like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Kills that guy, shoots him in the crotch, and then he says that line that he said in the beginning, like you said, dead or alive, you're coming with me. That was one of the tells that lets that gang member know, like, who's that guy? No, you're dead. And as soon as that happens, when he's out stopping crime, and that guy says, no, you're dead, that's what starts to trigger his memories.
Yep.
So then, he keeps going out, stopping crime, and then his memories start to flood back to him, and he's starting to realize who he is and what happened. He goes on kind of like his own, what's that called? He wasn't a vigilante. He just went on a...
He just went and... took care of very specific criminals because
because his memory started coming back
because of his memory,
but he went out he started to have that dream, and then he wakes up and he walks away from like the techs, and they couldn't get him to stop. So he does like this stint of, I'm gonna do my own thing right now, and I'm gonna go investigate my life and figure out who Murphy was. And once he figures out all the people that he needs to take out that took him out, then he starts to do that.
Yeah
It's just a montage of doing that.
I like that they didn't necessarily lean into revenge. It was more like RoboCop understood that they were murderers.
Yes.
And those were the ones he knew about, so he's going to take them out.
Because he says, I'll try to continue the slight recap, but so he starts to go down the list and tries to take him out, and he makes his way to the top and gets to...
Dick Jones.
Copenhagen.
Yeah,
that's the guy.
Dick Jones.
The red from
Ronnie Cox
show.
Clarence Boddicker. Yeah.
Boddicker. He makes it to Boddicker. Boddicker runs his mouth and says, I work for Dick Jones. And so now RoboCop's like, oh, Dick Jones is a bad guy, I'm gonna go arrest him. And that's whenever he first has his I can't arrest you.
Yeah.
Moment. like instead of just, I thought he just froze, but he kind of does, but it hurts him because he keeps trying to fight against his programming. Anyway. so he, uh, gets shot up by the cops because Dick Jones is in charge of the cops. And so he says, like, hey, I order you to destroy him. He's like malfunctioning or whatever, you know, which is another crazy scene. I forgot how many bullets,
right?
How much gunshot.
So like he's at that like the cocaine factory. I don't know what where he was. He was in the warehouse and all of those guys were shooting at him. So and almost no
fine.
Effect.
It was fine.
Yes. Yep. And then all of a sudden the cops come.
Yeah.
It's detrimental. But Ed 209 had his way with him first. So maybe that's why. I don't know.
That's true. That's true. And then so the cops sit there and light him up. It's just like, I don't know. It's just kind of funny because it's like they're using their guns as like a broom, like the wide brush sweeping broom. They just keep shooting him. He keeps just slowly rolling away, rolls down the parking garage. Like that's what it reminded me of. They were just
it's like a climactic emotional moment. Like he's losing.
Oh, yeah, the
clearly.
Music.
Yeah. And the music's swelling. And but yeah, you're right. He does. He rolls down the garage. And
I'm glad you said the music because during that scene, because it lasts for so long and the music just keeps going, there's a point in which you could easily hear it go bum, 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 and then you could imagine if you watch Starship Troopers for it to kind of transition to the dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
And it's the same dude that did the music.
Is it? I didn't look at that.
Because as soon as I heard it, I was like, wait a minute. That's like eerily close to Starship Troopers. Yep, same. Yeah, the same guy. Dude do the score. I forget his name. Last name starts with a B.
Oh, Basil. Polidorus?
Or P. Yeah, sorry.
Polidorus.
Yeah, did Starship Troopers. For sure. Yeah, because there's almost that same exact like riff.
You're right. No, you're right.
In the soundtrack.
It's so very similar.
So anyway, he's really injured and his partner scoops him up, drives away. They go hide at that steel mill. He repairs himself a little bit. She gets his gun for him. But in that scene, you said it before, he does make a comment about his past life.
Yeah.
Where he says, I can see them.
Yeah. He talks about himself in the, like, you know,
the
person.
Tell me about Murphy. Tell me about this and that. And then he does say the line like, I can see them, but I don't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
And your point earlier that it wasn't really revenge. It was just, I know they're bad guys and I'm RoboCop and I need to go get the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And these are particularly bad guys. That's his motivation.
Yeah.
Because he admits like he doesn't actually remember them.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and I think there's that scene when he's in the empty house going room to room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like his frustration with that, you know, not being able to remember. It's hard to tell if it's anger because like of what happened to him or it's just, you know, it's hard to tell. But he punches the monitor.
Yeah. The transition. There's a shot in that scene where he's walking. And his wife is talking to him and he walks through his wife and
that's,
it goes
that's
back.
When he gets mad. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how they, I mean, I know it was a wipe, but it was so seamless because the camera is still moving.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop. It's still moving when he walks through her. And when she's on the screen, it's the old house and decorated like it was.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he passes through her, it's back to the current time.
So I
and
think
it's so seamless.
That's when they're in the master bedroom.
I think
she's like,
so.
I have something to tell you.
Yes.
And she's like, I
think
love
so.
You. He is moving directly into the camera and the camera is moving directly into her. Like, and I think she almost covers the entire.
That's
frame.
What I'm saying. There is a wipe. Like I know that's where it happens, but. I don't know. It's so perfect.
Yeah.
The perspective doesn't change either. So, I mean, they must have, you know, tracked.
Probably had
it
a track and exactly.
Yeah. But man, that was, I just saw that. And the more I learn about visual effects and how they accomplish shots like that and everything. Mm-hmm. Just whenever I see it and it's done perfectly, I'm like, how'd they do that back in the day? It was like perfect.
Yeah.
Because motion tracking was just becoming a thing back then. Like, it started with Star Wars and they had to have these huge computers doing motion tracking for those flying scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And it only got better from there. Anyway, so he repairs himself and Dick Jones hires Bodiger and his boys to go take him out and gives them new guns. They go to the steel mill and RoboCop takes him out.
Right.
Until and towards the very end.
This is a very minor subplot, but all the police go on strike at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everything, the city's going and running into chaos, and they're using those guns to just blow up random shit through the streets, and then they go after RoboCop. He takes out like the first few guys. He makes that guy run into the toxic ooze.
How was that? How was reliving that?
It was terrifying. I was thinking I was going to watch it, and I was going to be like, oh, well, the effects aren't that good. No, they're still gross. Yeah.
And the way they reveal it, too, they start with his hands, and then the side of his face looks like it might be normal, but then it shows the other side. It's no longer
And his profile. Hands are constantly up, and the skin hanging off his fingers.
Yeah.
God. And he, I forgot, it's the whales. It's his.
Yes. I wonder who told him, like, who directed him that, or if it was his idea.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, like if you're in a dream and you're trying to scream and you can't, so your voice doesn't reach full volume and you're in pain. That's what it was like. And that's eerie. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. So then RoboCop corners Bodiger one more time, but one of his last buddies drops.
Steel beams.
Yeah, steel beams stuff. On him. And as he gets dropped by that guy, RoboCop's partner,
Lois,
she shoots that guy that dropped the steel beams before she like passes out because she got shot too.
Yeah, she got like shot three times, shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a mess.
Bodiger comes up, stabs him like I remember, and he's writhing in pain. And then, like you said, it was the little computer and interface knife. He stabs him. And then he lifts himself out of the beam and they go and he reveals the truth to the board.
Mm-hmm.
Old man fires him so he can shoot him out the window. Not arrest.
Did you notice the giant arms?
Yes. How was that?
They're obscenely large, like twice the size of us.
I would have rather it had been like a poor Matt, you know, comp job.
Just do it like they did with Die Hard.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everyone loves that story of he didn't know he was being dropped at that time, so he genuinely was scared. The only thing I really took note of is during the first chase scene with Murphy and Lois, there were so many gunshots on that car chase scene and so few bullet holes.
Mm.
Like, they're basically shooting at each other point blank. And very few bullet holes actually were shown.
Weird. And just the tactical situation, just terrible idea.
I'm going to hang out the window with both guns.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to immediately shoot these guys. Oh, yeah. The squealing and the growling from
Ed 209.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
But when he's first being intimidating and in the meeting, he's like growling. Yeah. And then whenever he fell over, wee, wee, he squeals. I mean, who okayed that?
It was probably Verhoeven himself, because, you know, the whole movie's like commentary and everything.
But it's very distracting because I would have rather heard just like and just a bunch of like internet dial up tones than the squealing. It was horrible. And the last thing, I don't remember the character's name, but one of the other executives that followed around the dude that
his facial expressions.
Is that what you're talking about? At the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like real excited whenever he saw that Dick Jones was about to die, and they keep like showing him. He's just like, yeah,
like he's really important to this.
Yeah,
they would show him.
He's like, RoboCop's about to kill that guy. Why?
Yeah, it's like you need to be really happy during this scene.
It was just so weird.
Yeah,
that was, I mean, those were the only notes. It was a whole lot better than I was anticipating it being. And it's probably one of those movies I wouldn't mind watching again.
Yeah. There's something to it.
Yeah. It's, we said it before, it's like it should have been a B movie. And the premise is one of those that would have been like a home movie idea where somebody is sitting around their couch like, wouldn't it be awesome if this cop was like half cop and half robot?
And they made the movie.
Yeah.
That's exactly how they'd say it.
Half robot.
Half cap, half robot.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And there's this other machine and it makes big squeals when it's on its back.
I did recognize that a lot of the dialogue wasn't that good, but I loved.
Are you about to say, yeah, Kurtwood Smith? I was thinking that too. All of his lines are good.
All of his lines were good. He delivers them well. He probably is the best screen presence.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Peter Weller doesn't really have anything to go on. It's not like he's a bad actor or anything. It's just like,
he was a good face for the beginning. And then.
Yeah. Yeah, because the intro to his character is very little dialogue. He's just walking around the police station being introduced to people. Mm-hmm. And then there's one scene where Lois and him get coffee before they get called off to the shooting. And they have like an exchange of three sentences, and then that's it.
Yep.
And the rest of the time he's RoboCop. So it's not like, yeah.
Everyone else is like a character a little bit.
Yes. I will say, for only having his mouth to convey what's happening to him, pretty good facial expressions. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good. That's RoboCop. That's RoboCop.
Yeah, RoboCop.
So was there anything that you noted about the movie or anything you want to know from me about the movie?
Did you see the remake?
Mm-hmm.
I have no aside memory from of that the one.
Me neither. No memory. I think I only watched it once, but I do remember, aside from the abundance of CGI, for some of the action. I mean, I remember it being cool. I mean, if you wanted to like take the premise of RoboCop and just step it up to be more sleek and bigger action and all that, like, yeah, it's cool. A little more on the super soldier side rather than I'm a robot, stiff and
walking. And I don't even think I cared for the character at all. Like, there wasn't anything. There were no stakes at all in the movie, in my opinion. From what I remember. Yeah.
I don't know. I like that actor.
He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
But Michael Keaton's in it too, and I love him. Mm. And Samuel Jackson? No, he's not. Is he really in that movie?
I honestly don't remember.
It's just here, so I'm just looking.
Maybe I'll watch it again.
Gary Oldman? Know. See, that's why I'm like, all these great actors are in it, but I don't remember it at all.
It was a flop. I remember that, like, because it got no critical acclaim. I don't think it had good marketing. So
I think it was the lack of, like, you know, tongue in cheek satire. Probably.
They kept cutting back to the news. Like you said, like they would say,
the commercials, like the Nukem
commercials were hilarious.
And
Nukem before they nuke you.
Yeah. The 2000 SUX or the 6000 SUX like sucks.
Yeah. The 6000 sucks.
Yeah.
Like American, bigger, badder.
Like that was the commentary. Was like, yeah.
Yeah, and if I don't know if this had source material or not, or if it was an adaptation or not, but if it wasn't, whoever did write the movie, whether it was for pure satire or not, and they're actually trying to make a political commentary on the state of the United States at the time. If they were trying to make a political commentary, it's actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
You watch the movie for the action, but you don't realize you just watch this commentary on like consumerism and excess in America and
media
and the media. Just, yeah, it's which is great.
Yeah.
If it was an adaptation, which I don't think it is, but if it was, then, I mean, then they had that material to go on. But
just like the news reporting, exactly. It's on point.
Mm-hmm. Crisis. Also, here's our sponsors.
We need to flip back and forth so people keep watching, because otherwise they don't want to have it all be a Debbie Downer.
Yep. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. But yeah, that's a RoboCop. We're great.
RoboCop.
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 If anybody hasn't seen it, you guys should definitely go watch it. It's one of those that it should stay alive, because it's an original. You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing like it before. And really, since the remake, kind of nothing like it since.
It's one of those things, like, if there was something before, it was terrible and no one really paid attention.
Nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this came out.
Which is great. So it's one of those, it should be, what do they call it? Americana. Like, it should be in the, it's a part of a movie heritage. Like, it should be something that we preserve.
I think it's in the Criterion collection.
I think it
is. Yeah.
I do have one other thing to say about the movie, though. The costume design for RoboCop, for as bad as it could have been, and like we were saying, this could have been like a high on the couch idea of a movie. RoboCop actually looks really good.
Yeah, he does.
I think it still holds up. I don't mind like the little shoulder things. Like, it looks like a robot. The visor was cool. Like, you know, he looked cool. The gun that he had.
I'll admit, looking at his visor every time I look at his face, I try to imagine, because you only see like to his nose, like not even his nose. I try to imagine
so
his eye line.
His mouth.
Yeah, I try to imagine his eye line. I was like, was he tilting his head back to see? Because I don't know if it actually crossed his eyes.
Yeah, he does this thing in the movie that always made me wonder how uncomfortable the helmet had to be, because it looks like he's tucking his chin a lot of the times whenever he's walking. So I wonder, if he was trying to line it up, or when you get a close up, you know, the front flat of the mask looks so close to his lips. I'm like, where's the room for his nose? Nose was probably like crammed right to the front of it. Yeah. I'm sure it was uncomfortable, but the design is actually really cool. Like,
it is
really
cool. Yeah, it looks great. Yeah. Not sure how practical it was.
It looked really good. And I kept looking for like little parts that would fall off or seams that didn't look good. And you only see it a couple times, like in his elbows. There's a couple flaps that pop over during the action.
But stare at his crotch. I know.
Oh yeah.
Sounds weird.
Is it flexible?
It's so plasticky looking. There's one scene where light reflects off it in the wrong way. Like, it looks weird, like a trash bag.
Notice.
Almost.
But, I wasn't staring at his junk like
that. The entire time, man. Yeah.
Just wondering, like, what's underneath that thing?
Nothing.
Yeah. I did like that reminds me, just thinking, like, what's under that? Like, we never really find out how much of him is left, but we get an idea of like, it's just his head.
Right. Because the guy's like,
did say complete,
total body prosthesis.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever he still had his arms, like, we were able to save the left arm. He's like, no, I said total body prosthesis. Mm-hmm. Lose the arm. Yeah. Which is crazy. Like, if he was conscious of it, I guess that's the whole point, is like, it showed him like starting up and he could hear this stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess you're led to believe that he was just a blank slate. Like, he was just programming. Couldn't remember or feel anything. So anyway, that's it for RoboCop. You got anything else, though?
I don't think so.
All right. If anybody listening to this has not watched RoboCop, go enrich your life and watch it. and tell us what you thought about it. Send us an email at moviememorypodcast@gmail.com. Also, go to Movie Memories Podcast, linktree.com/Movie Memories Podcast for all the ways that you can follow and watch and listen to the podcast, because every single follow and listen and download and share is just wonderfully appreciated. Yes. So other than that, we're going to leave you with this perfect example of the political commentary that we were talking about in one of the commercials in the movie. That's just eerily outstanding.
You haven't dismantled your MX stockpile.
Pakistan is threatening my border.
That's it, Buster. No more military aid.
Nuke 'em. Get them before they get you. Another quality home game from Butler Brothers.